The Health Plan. We are here for you. Presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Indians athletics. Now, here's the host, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we welcome you to episode 71 of Tribe Talk, our weekly conversation about Bridgeport Indians athletics and what could be our final episode of the 24-25 school year, this episode 71. All the sports on campus of Bridgeport High School just about complete with the exception of one, that one being a big one with baseball and the state baseball tournament coming up starting next week. Everything else has wrapped up, and we'll let you know how everything concluded in our final segment. And as we mentioned, graduation also is now in the rearview mirror. So we're putting a cap on the school year, and we're going to do so with this special episode 71. Chris George of the Indians Radio Network had a chance to talk with the head baseball coach of the Bridgeport Indians, Bob Shields, coming up on this episode. Cover the 1,000 career wins for Coach Shields. He got about a month ago, and also we'll preview the state tournament, in which the Indians are the top seed in the Class AAA division, coming up on next week in Huntington, Jack Cook Field. First time that the state baseball tournament will be played in the new digs for Marshall University baseball at Jack Cook Field. And Bridgeport will help break in this new tradition on Tuesday at 10 a.m. against the Bees of East Fairmont. So we're going to listen into that interview right now as Chris George had a chance to catch up with Bob Shields.
Bridgeport, just a few games away from potentially winning a 10th state championship. And Robert Shields is here to talk about the postseason and what the team has accomplished throughout the year in general, plus here in the postseason. And Coach, I think the first thing, first off, congratulations on the regular season, earning the number one seed in Class AAA, an outstanding 30-4 mark, just a great season all in all. You captured your 1,000th win during the season, during the process. Look back at the process through the regular season and the postseason. Do you feel like this team has accomplished exactly what you thought you had set out before the year started?
Well, there was a couple, you know, question marks that I had. Going in, I thought our pitching was going to be really strong. The kids had a real good fall ball, so I got a good look to see those kids during fall and, you know, in the 18 or 19 games that they played. So some of those young kids were getting a lot of good at-bats. So I got to see them nurture from their JV year up, or the ones that were sophomores that moved in. I got a good look at seeing that group of young men, and but you never know throughout the winter how they progress from one point to the other. But I felt like the first couple days that we were at practice, kind of, you know, thought I'd have to move some things around. Obviously, you know, with the coaching staff, we just felt like there would be a lot of competition, and there still is, you know, even after today's practice. I mean, there's we're going into the, you know, first round, and we're still having kids compete at certain areas, which is good. So it makes our practice, it makes practices a lot better.
We knew going into the year your starting pitching had a chance to be special, and it's turned out that way. But a young man really stepped up and grabbed the baseball this year, and his command and control were really, really impressive. And that's Blake Butcher. Talk about Blake's senior year and what he did for you on the mound.
Well, he had that. If you recall, we put him on the mound as a sophomore in that regional against Morgantown High School. And that was a jam-packed crowd and a lot of pressure on a young man. And he did a really good job, you know, for getting out there, because that's where we were at in that situation. And then last year he had the arm issue. We tried to get him back, and when we brought him back, I don't think he had enough of you know, innings under his belt to put him there in that Frankfurt situation. But we had, you know, we had to do what we had to do there also. And seeing him this year, there's a maturity level that he moved up, and I think he finally found it. And he's been pretty much lights out, and we pushed him on weekends. Very few, you know, to give him days, breaks, and, you know, to be under 40-some innings, that's, you know, that bodes well, because – you know, the arm's still live and it's not overused, as well as our other pitchers. I mean, Blake's I think thrown 41 innings So, I mean, and our Owen has thrown about 46 with some relief appearances. So I think he has two saves. So we feel pretty good about our staff. You know, obviously you get into tournament time, you got to get timely hits. You can't make mistakes and you can't walk people. And that part of it, I think, you know, if we look at what we've done this year as a staff, our pitching staff's been really, really, I'm very, very pleased with our pitching staff.
And the offense has been tremendous too. That's one thing I've pointed out all year long is this team has hit well over 350 during the entire year, 10 home runs as a team. That's some of the best offensive numbers in the last few years. This offense really came to play so far this year, and you're going to need that offense here coming up in Huntington.
Yeah, we're working really hard on trying to, you know, keep them fresh with you know, game-like situations, you know, making kids throw live pins today, you know, Blake threw, so we threw lefties at our kids. And then tomorrow we'll use several righties to go at them. And they getting them two at-bats with 1-1 counts and 1-2 counts. So they, you know, they're not looking at an oh, they're looking to, you know, seek good pitches and keep them fresh that way. That's about all you can do as a coach. Yesterday was a little humbling. We put the pitching machine out, and we hadn't done that for a long time. So get to see the pitching, get their timing down for more purposes of just getting timing down, you know, because that machine's never going to throw a straight fastball. It's always going to move a little bit. Mm-hmm. So it was a good day yesterday. And like I say, overall, I mean, 30 wins out of 34 with the schedule we played. And I felt like, you know, we gave a couple of those losses away. We just weren't at our best then. But you got to be proud. Anybody would be proud. And I'm just tickled that this group has, you know, like I've said before, they've exceeded my expectations because, you know, we have four seniors. That's and three of them to play the field. And Guy hurt for, you know, 13, 14 games. You know, that was another underclassman that was stuck in that role until Guy got healthy.
Yeah.
So I'm just super proud.
Yeah, me too. I totally agree 110% of everything you said there. And Avolio turned out to have a pretty good year, both with the bat and, of course, you know, pitching on the mound as a left-handed senior. Okay, now let's take a look at the state tournament. Everything's different this year. First off, the time off between the regionals and the states. The venue, a venue that you're familiar with, you played in each of the last 2 years down at Huntington, at Marshall. An 18 field for the first time, so it's no longer a 14 field. Still single elimination format, but a familiar opponent in the East Fairmont Bees, a team that is much better than their seed line would suggest, a team you played this year, but a team that's played you tough the last few years. Talk about the state tournament format and the East Fairmont Bees as well.
Well, Joe Price does a phenomenal job with those kids. He has a 13-man squad. And, you know, I a lot of those kids, they're a lot like RCB, that they've got a lot of, you know, they've been through the system and they've been playing for several years. They got a lot of varsity games under their belt. And then you add the Waskus kid that transfers in from North Marion and, you know, he gives them a very live arm on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think they've won, what, the last 11 mm-hmm. in a row?
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, they're hot right now and, they're getting to play a couple games and, you know, they're going to see live action where we're trying to simulate live action. It's a little bit different when you got the uniform on. Of course, we were full attire today and we'll, you know, they're going to be wearing, you know, complete uniform again tomorrow. And that's what we're trying to do, working on, you know, hey, this is where we're at. Let's not slip up now.
But it has to help knowing you played at that stadium earlier this year. You played there last year. You got a familiarity of the ballpark. Plus, you know, you've got experience going into this state tournament. You know, you haven't been there for a few years, but overall, this team is battle-tested and tournament-tested throughout the year.
Oh, I very much so agree with you. We have this by far – and I don't know how people rank, you know, the rankings of the strength of schedule, but I'm probably making you chuckle a little bit. I mean, our strength of schedule, to look at who we've played, it was top of the line. I couldn't be happier. I mean, the only thing that upsets me is, you know, we didn't know we weren't going to get a rain out.
Right.
And the only game was the bomb threat at school that we had to make up. So it is what it is with that. It would be nice to see maybe the rule at least have a conversation about it at the coaches' meeting when they meet. But, you know, to add a couple games. But overall, Chris, you know, you still got to play 21 outs and you got to be able to, you know, execute and do those things. And, you know, that's something that we, and you've been around me for years, I think we've done a lot of things better than we have in the past. This group is,
all no doubt.
You know, they've executed, they've hit behind runners. We've stolen more bases. We've drawn more walks. A lot of those things are good. They're positives.
You mentioned hitting behind runners. I can't remember the last time we had a Bridgeport team that hit the ball the opposite way as well as this team has. I mean, you look at your field or you look at your team and you had a spray chart. If you had one in front of you, I think that chart is all over the place from left to right, right to left. I mean, they're all over the place. Everybody, you know, going the opposite way, going to the pull side with the 10 home runs this year, you know, just outstanding with runners on base. This is exactly the type of team you want. It's the type of hitting you want in a team has really come through for you this year.
I always look at it, and you were manager for a long time. I look at doubles.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Huge.
I know we're hitting it huge. It's a big impact, and we've had a lot of triples, which we shows that, you know. And we obviously, you know, we have good team speed, and even the kids that don't run well, we've worked really hard on secondaries and knowing when to run, and that part of it. The aggression, I think, helps too, because teams make mistakes. So a lot of that is due to the fact that these kids have worked hard and they're cognizant. Because this year we've done more of a daily basis of letting them know. And that competition level of those kids have sat. Some of them earned their way back in. I could say several names of those young men that have fought and scrapped, and they deserve the spot that they're in. And I'm proud of them for that.
We're with Bridgeport.
Very proud of that group.
Yep, we're with Bridgeport manager Robert Shields. And, Coach, two more things. Number one, take a look at the eight-team tournament field. We talked about East Fairmont, but there's a lot of talent in there, you know, including Ripley, last year's state champions, who kind of struggled to start the year. But, boy, they have come on strong, just like East Fairmont here in the last 3 to 4 weeks of the season. It's a strong eight-team tournament field. Give us your thoughts.
Well, I mean, you've got Spring Valley, Shady Spring. You've got St. Albans that's sitting there at the two spot. You know, that group of teams that are in there, you know, it's going to be tough. Ripley, you got Robert C. Byrd, you know, that we know they're capable. Their first five or six hitters, you know, they can be a threat to anyone. I mean, I could just go on and on about this 18 field, and it's probably one of the – for the first time having this, wow. I mean, it's going to be an exciting tournament, and I hope we are the last one standing.
Yeah, I agree totally. And finally, Coach, 1,000 wins this year. I know we've talked about it, and it's worth being talked about again. You know, I've been with you for a long time. I've known you for a long time. I've known your dad for a long time. And, again, like I told you, you know, just after it happened, the first thing I could think of was Tim Buck looking down on you and smiling, because, you know, 1,000 wins, and as long as you've done this from 87 to current day, it's just an amazing achievement, plus the state championships, 9 of them mixed in there. Just an unbelievable. And I think the biggest part that I see, that I know, it's more than just high school baseball. You've got your hands on this program year-round, and so you care deeply about this program. And there was more than just winning games on the field, but what a tremendous achievement that was. Give us your final thoughts on that.
It's all for the past and present players that have making me get choked up a little bit. But
yeah.
Like I said, these are the kids that become adults. You get invited to their weddings. They're friends for life. It's good to know they care. This group here, I was honored by the Board of Education last night, and I didn't want anybody to come. I mean, my sister came, but the whole team walked in, and it just was. It was very touching. It makes me feel really good that these kids, they genuinely, you know, care, and they've bought into the system that we have in place. You know, it's great to have that kind of backing and support. And I'm thinking, you know, here we are, you know, it's something that you look back and this group, Jason, you know, being on the team for 4 years to have 100 wins. And then, you know, you have Owen's dad, Adam Sonder, you know, him and his son were counting up that they were a part of 110 together as a player and both players. And that's pretty neat, from when Adam played for me to now that Owen, you know. And that's, you think back and they won them all and for me. And it's been great to know that, you know, Bridgeport baseball is recognized across, you know, the state of West Virginia. And it makes me feel really good that those players were, they gave me that chance.
Plenty of work to go, plenty more wins to go as well, and just a couple more this year. I think that 10th state title will mean more than anything this year, and let's hope Bridgeport can bring it home and cap off this wonderful, wonderful 2026 season.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. We'll do the whip around. We come back.
We are there for you to care for you at the health plan. We are here for you.
For over four decades, we've been rooted deep inside West Virginia. Through thick and thin, supporting local families and businesses. Proudly serving your neighborhood since 1979. Your trusted partner in the community.
The Health Plan. We are here for you.
Well, again, sports concluded for the most part, besides baseball that we focused in on this episode. And just to give you a little look back here, less than a month ago, the softball team lost to Kaiser to end their season by a count of 5-0. But they did do a nice job and bounce back in a must-win a game against Elkins to pick up that win 12-10. So the first season for Greg Van Zandt comes to a close with a very, very young club and a loss to Kaiser, who made a deep run into the state softball tournament in South Charleston that just concluded this week as well. And also, congratulations to the track and field team. They had great results in Charleston at the University of Charleston Laidley Field back in the next to last weekend of May. The girls finished second overall in Class AAA. Boys also had some great individual results as well. We had a couple of state champions. You can read all about that right here at BridgeportIndians.com. So baseball up next, 10 o'clock first pitch on Tuesday morning. You can listen to the game broadcast for free on the Metro News Radio Network on our flagship station, 103.3 KMZ. And pregame coverage begins at 9:45 on Tuesday morning. Again, if events warrant, we'll be back for one more episode in the school year. If not, we'll be back with you again in early August. So have a great summer, and thanks for listening to Tribe Talk.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by the Health Plan. We are here for you. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School and WVRC Media. We are proud to live here, too.